This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition, and if it is between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you might be, you can call Free Talk Live 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and talk freely live on the radio. That's what we do here. It's Mark.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Let's go right into the phones. We've got Jesse calling in from Chattanooga. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just kind of wanting to kind of add to your comments when you were talking about the planes, trains, and automobiles. I live in Chattanooga, and as most of the country knows, Chattanooga is known as for the choo-choo.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had passenger rail service in almost 40 years. So we were looking at taking an Amtrak. My wife and I were taking our children to Disney World, and we wanted to look at taking an Amtrak maybe down to Orlando from Atlanta, which Atlanta's about an hour and a half between Atlanta and 2 hours south, an hour and a half north of Atlanta and 2 hours south of Nashville. So we're right between two of the fastest growing cities in the country. And, but Atlanta, in order to get to Orlando by Amtrak from Atlanta, we would have had to go from Atlanta to Washington, D.C., and then change planes in D.C. down
trains.
And then go down to Orlando.
Yeah, that's not going to be a pleasant ride.
Craziest thing ever. I'm thinking, you know, here in the middle of the country, you know, we pay for that Amtrak through our taxes. But it doesn't serve this part of the country. And one of the things, the problems in the South, I've lived in San Francisco, I've been to New York, I've been to Detroit, I've been to Chicago. In the South, we still very much identify with our cars, and we still view public transit as poor people's way of transportation. And every other part of the country, they see it as a means of getting to and from, regardless of your socioeconomic status. But in the South, it's still viewed as unnecessary unless you're too poor to have a car.
I actually think there's only a couple of cities in this country where people use public transportation without viewing it as something for the poor. So that, I think, in the country is the exception.
Yeah, that's sad. That is so sad because that's why it's underfunded. You know, when we went so we decided we were going to drive to Orlando, and what should have been an 8.5 hour road trip, there were 4 hours that they didn't tell us about when we had to go through Atlanta. Because Atlanta's a nightmare.
Atlanta's a nightmare.
4 hours. Atlanta's a nightmare. So
yeah, I've driven through Atlanta. I've driven around Atlanta, and no matter which way you go, there's going to be a ton of traffic.
Right. So we go to Florida, there you can't avoid it coming from Chattanooga. But we're just hoping we actually in Chattanooga we had a Vision 2040 meeting, and they invited everybody from the community, which is why Chattanooga has done this turnaround, this major growth that's going on downtown. It's because they've taken the community's input. And one of the things that I would like to see is a passenger rail service, maybe between Nashville and Atlanta, with stop at Chattanooga, or even from Chicago to Miami through the Mid South. But we're hoping, it's just my voice, but I think that's something that we desperately need to invest more in.
In Florida, let's see, and I think it was in 2002, there was a the only way to make a referendum done in Florida is basically due to a constitutional amendment. So, they did a constitutional amendment that basically said, let's have a super fast choo-choo that runs between Orlando, Miami, and Tampa. And when people get to give their opinions without giving their money, they will often Well, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, who doesn't want the option of taking a train? However, that doesn't mean that it's financially expeditious just because somebody won't do it. And, you know, more or less, they dumped millions of dollars into this, and bureaucrats who are, you know, coffee and donuts doing, you know, studies and these sorts of things. And about, I think it was 2 or 4 years later, they decided, well, that's enough money for the bureaucrats. And, you know, not a single track was ever laid, but all kinds of feasibility studies and these sorts of things were done so that if we ever have to decide that this isn't feasible again in the future, they've got these studies to at least look at the cost.
Nashville did that with a light rail service. They did the studies, and the way they wanted to lay it, the original plans, everybody was on board. But then when they realized when they got into it, they realized it wasn't what they said it was going to be. And so they voted it down. But here's the problem. In Nashville, they're averaging about 100 people move there every day. It's what the studies show. Again, the folks who do the statistics. But, and they said, oh, this is too expensive. Well, and my argument there is it's not going to get any cheaper, between now and 10 years. And I'd rather be proactive than reactive. And I think that's an issue that we have here. So
I did an interview probably a month ago now with the Randall O'Toole, the author of Romance of the Rails, from the Cato Institute. This is a railroad historian, a lover of railroads. He's trains and these sorts of things. He's not a kind of person that's going to just diss this stuff. He says that there's only a couple of places in the United States, and these are pre-car cities. The cities are built before cars, that light rail makes any sense. So it's unlikely that you're going to retrofit Nashville and a feasible light rail system. What's more likely to happen is that, and this is just a guess, like you could make some better roads and spend a lot less money doing this, but even so, driverless cars are going to come around. And people are going to, and cars are going to talk to each other, and they're going to fill up that space in between. So when, something happens that slows people down on the freeway and it makes a big traffic jam and can't figure out why it is, the driverless cars will fix that and make it so that it just makes a heck of a lot more sense. Also, potentially, we're in the final stages of private passenger cars that maybe organizations like Uber and these sorts of things will provide us with passenger car service, but stuff that we just use when we need it. It's kind of inefficient if you think about spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year to park this advanced piece of machinery in your driveway for 10 or 15 years, and it just deteriorates.
So these cars that drive themselves, you would get on your phone and you'd do an app and it would come to your door, take you where you need to go, and then the car goes away until you need it again, and then you use your app. That actually sounds really good.
Well, and actual like car share things. I think Zipride is one of them, to where you go on the app, I need a car this amount of time, and somebody will say, I'm leaving a car at this time.
Mm-hmm. Jesse?
Well, I'm an Uber driver, so we're not really excited about the inevitable. We know it's coming, but we'll
you
adjust
got some time.
And, as we always do. Yeah, we'll adjust. And you, I love being an Uber driver because I like interacting with people. Not because I need it as a full time job. I just like interacting with people, and you never know who you're going to meet. So, but other than that, we're kind of like we don't. We're looking like, what does this mean for us? But we got
I think we're going to have the driverless cars. I think they're going to be common in my lifetime, but not next year and not in 5 years.
Right.
It's going to be a little while. Yeah.
Well, that's it, guys. I just wanted to put my two cents in. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday and
you too.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, Jesse. Thank you. 855-450-3733. If you want to take a train from Chattanooga to Orlando, best thing to do is to drive from Chattanooga to Jessup, Georgia, hop on the train there, and then take it on into Orlando. There'll probably be some kind of parking lot that you can park your car in that'll have, fence around it and that sort of thing. I'm not saying trains aren't fun, because they're great. I enjoyed myself. A month-long pass was a little long, but I had a great time. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com is the best website out there. If you want to find out about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, you go there, start your journey. If you already know about cryptocurrencies, fine. Check out the news at news.bitcoin.com. They've got mining options. They've got games you can play with your cryptocurrency. They've got everything you might want at bitcoin.com. It's awesome. They've also got a you go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, and you can buy gift cards from your major brands out there with your cryptocurrency. They make it easy. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
excuse me. Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I wanted to share there's a million aspects, and we're only going to get to the very beginning of it, but it's rather interesting that I was arrested by NPR for attempting to call into their talk programs and be part of their call-in programs that they solicit callers for, like yours does. Feel free to ask any questions.
What does arrested by NPR mean?
It means that NPR is the main content provider for the University of New Mexico's radio station, KUNM.
Okay.
That's the majority of their content is NPR. And the KUNM itself has their own little one-hour call-in program, which
right.
They used to call exactly that, the KUNM call-in show. They've now changed it to Let's Talk New Mexico, in case anybody wants to go to KUNM.org and listen to Sarah on their programs. And you'd have to go way back in their archives to hear my voice. So they have this call-in program that's for the state of New Mexico. And KUNM, University of New Mexico, I believe that the University of New Mexico is not a privately owned and operated.
Sure doesn't sound like it. University of New Mexico doesn't have that sound to it.
Right. Well, you said NPR arrested you. They must have the most boring holding cells ever.
Right.
Well, they are rather boring. Matter of fact, that's a whole other issue we can get to another night. Is I was literally tortured in the Socorro County jail.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Not by NPR, though.
If you read the Geneva Convention and if you read what we can do to any prisoner, whether combatant or non-combatant, you can't do to any prisoner what they do to what it was done to me in the
Socorro
County jail.
Did they make you listen to NPR for 24 hours straight?
Pardon? Yeah, right. That would have made it worse than what it already was, but it was similar to that. But to answer the original question, I call in as invited. You know, invite call in and comment or question. We're talking about whatever. And so I do that, and after several years of calling into, or at least a year of calling into their program, Elaine Baumgartel, the person in charge there at the KUNM call-in show, or now whatever they call it, the Let's Talk New Mexico, Elaine Baumgartel decided that she was no longer going to allow me, my voice, you know, when she solicits callers for her taxpayer-financed job at her taxpayer-financed radio station, at her taxpayer-owned and financed university.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point, David. I think that's a really interesting point, is that this is basically a public service paid for, to some extent, by tax money. Not to say that University of New Mexico or any other NPR station needs to take the tax money, because honestly, most of their funds come from private donors, but they do. And when they do, they open themselves, to my mind, to these sort of moral questions if they're not legal. I couldn't speak to the legal. I'm not a lawyer, and they've got a bunch of different opinions on the subject anyway. But from a moral standpoint, if you're accepting the public's money, you kind of have to accept the public's calls, whether you like it or not. Now, here on Free Talk Live, obviously, it's a private organization. We take calls from all kinds of folks, but we ban people from the air, too. We'll do it. So, that's certainly a possibility.
But the parameters are the difference. And once again, not just take taxpayer public funds. The University of New Mexico does not just take taxpayer funds. They are owned by the taxpayers, by the citizens of the state of New Mexico. Yeah.
You said that you got arrested. What did they arrest you for?
They arrested
what was the charge?
The charge is using the telephone to threaten, harass, offend, something.
Which of those did they say you did? Did they say you threatened or that you harassed?
They did not say which one. It just, I was charged under 30-20-12. That's from memory, New Mexico statute. And so you can easily have it up there in a second if you want to read it. There's like six different things, you know, offend, threaten, so on. And they didn't say it. I'm just charged with 30-20-12 and doesn't say which one of those or more that they accused me of doing.
Did people like show up at your house to arrest you?
No, this is another, like I said, we're not going to get to this all tonight. There's another highly interesting aspect of this is that there's been a warrant out there for my arrest for a year and a half. And the cops finally, in a year and a half, found some reason to run my ID and found out there was this warrant.
For what?
From this 430-20-12 using the telephone to.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Pardon?
So they just issued a warrant and never found. How long before they dropped the charge?
Well, I don't know. I actually don't want them to drop the charge because I think this.
They're gonna.
I think legally. I think they'll try to. And I'm in an odd situation of being a charged with a crime, but I'm going to argue that they do not dismiss because I want to see them battle it out in court.
Okay, wait. You said that you were tortured, so they did take you in at some point.
This is a different.
Yeah, well, they took me in immediately upon running my driver's license.
Okay.
Okay.
What was the torture?
Well, I was in the jail for. For sure, a solid 48 hours and short of 72 hours in a holding cell with the lights on full bright continuously for that entire time. Never saw daylight outside, whether it was day,
so it was the
night
lights,
or day.
The lights for the torture?
Well, it's more than that. I'm answering your question. That was one of the things. The floor was completely covered with people that were being held there. In this case, a small room, there was only four. When you sat down on the toilet, the man's face that was lying closest to the toilet was between your legs.
Oh my God.
I can go on farther more and more and just kind of bore people with other things that technically cross the line, but I mean if you have a man's
it does sound
legs,
like an illegal overcrowding situation.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant. Thank you for the call, David. I think it's an interesting case. I do want to hear more about it in the future.
I'm also curious if this show is something, because it appears to only be one day a week.
Oh.
Is it something that somebody is volunteering to do? If so, they're not being paid to do the show.
It's still on government-owned
station. If it's a community access sort of thing, then I wouldn't say any host is obligated to do anything.
I think it's curious. Obviously, the details matter in this circumstance. 855-450-3733.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12 gauge, 20 gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. A Christmas party nightmare in Rockdale County, Georgia. Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister. Her foot out of her boot, but I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on two people that saved me from being injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point we're moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is. And they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
We've got calls coming in, and you can call, too. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been all over the board tonight. Lots of different calls from people advocating for monarchies to Amtrak to the United States sliding down the world's freedom charts. Six tips for living a happier life. Let me tell you about how you can live a happier life simply by buying a pillow. Okay? I'm not kidding. My Pillow doesn't pay me to do this ad. Yes, we do get a spiff for any My Pillow you buy, and we should, because we really like these pillows. What My Pillow does is hold your head and neck in the proper position. This is great if you're having trouble sleeping and you get headaches and these sorts of things. You have neck pain. This is a quick, easy, cheap way. Don't buy a mattress first. Buy a pillow first. My Pillow will help solve that problem. But lots of pillows will hold your head and neck in the right position. None that I know of will hold your head and neck in the right position, and you can wash it, because washing is really important. If you've had a pillow and, I don't know, I mean, when was the last time you washed your pillow? I can tell you, for me, been less than, well, we was on vacation. It's been less than 60 days as a result, but, I can't tell you how many nights of those I actually slept on the pillow. And that means that there's not all the awful critters rolling around in My Pillow that there are in yours. It's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. And with the 60-day, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. You go to MyPillow.com, get two pillows, premium pillows, for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use our promo code FTL. If you don't like the MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee. Christian Anarchist,
hello,
you're on
everyone.
Free Talk Live.
I'd like to talk about trains, since you were talking about trains earlier. And, you know, when I go to China, I get to ride the trains a lot of time. And I've ridden Amtrak, but it was a long time ago. I have a lot of friends who have a lot of experience with Amtrak, and they haven't been extremely good. But I wanted to compare the Chinese trains to the Amtrak experience.
Okay.
And in China, of course, you see that in China, the trains are heavily government subsidized. I mean, almost.
Makes sense.
Yeah, almost 100%, because that's what the Chinese government wants to do, is they want to make trains go everywhere, so they make trains go everywhere. But they are very, very good trains, and they go very fast. The high-speed trains there go close to 200 miles an hour, and they do have one maglev train in Shanghai that will go closer to 300 miles an hour.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's not very long. It's only about an 18-mile track. But the whole trip takes 8 minutes. So
somebody had to build it somewhere to get the first one going.
Yeah, and it was a German design, but it was built there in Shanghai by the Chinese, but with the help of the Germans. They have another one in Germany, by the way, same basic model. But the trains over there, they run on time. You know how the commies can make the trains run on time. So they've got a very good...
The train runs on time or you die.
But when you get to the end of the train trip, you also die.
It's really a very good experience on the trains over there. Then they go, like I say, they're very well on time. And there's a lot of them. There was one time we were in Wuhan and we wanted to get a train to Beijing. And we were trying to get a ticket, but they were sold out. And the guy behind the ticket counter was saying, well, I'm sorry, the tickets are sold out. I think there's each train can handle like 500-600 people. I don't know, something like that. But he says, we've only got 18 trains a day going to Beijing. And he didn't say that to be funny.
Yeah.
He said that he was being serious. We've only got 18 trains a day going to Shanghai. I mean, Beijing. He was sorry that they didn't have more. So this is the way trains are over there. It's like, it's way different than over here. It's everybody rides the train if they got anywhere to go.
I'm kind of curious about this, Gene. It's my understanding that the travel between provinces in China isn't allowed for Chinese citizens necessarily. They've got to kind of stay in their little provinces. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because you talk about China a lot, and I'm curious. This is something I've heard. You're not allowed to leave your spot.
Yeah. It's not like that. At least I've never, ever seen any of that. You can get on a train in Shanghai and go to Beijing. You can go to Wuhan. You can go to wherever. I mean, you just get on the train and you go. Now, they do, I guess, with this new social score that they've got on everybody, you can actually get denied when you buy the ticket. So,
wow, for not having the right political opinions?
Yeah, well, it's a social score. So they have how we have a credit score over here.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have a social score over there. And the social score includes all kinds of things like if you posted some stuff online that wasn't right, if some of your friends have posted things online that they didn't like.
So it's basically political.
Well, it's not all political. Some of it is just if you did a lot of jaywalking, if you got a bunch of traffic tickets.
If you're
like
not
that.
A model citizen.
Yeah.
Right.
So breaking the law even in small ways.
Right.
Not doing what the government wants you to do.
Right. And when your social score drops below a certain number, then I guess at that point they won't even let you buy a train ticket.
Wow.
But assuming that you're not on their little blacklist and, you know, 99% of the population is not because they travel all over.
I would be on the blacklist.
It's really easy to get around. And then there's also the train. The airplanes, they have, they're getting more and more airplanes. Their skies are pretty crowded now, actually, that the traffic, the air traffic is routed into these small corridors because of the military. And so the planes are often delayed. They're not like the trains. Trains are always on time. But the airplanes are often delayed because they are trying to squeeze too many airplanes into too few of the corridors to get them to their location.
They have an overpopulation problem. There's just too many people.
Well, only in the cities, though. You know, the world is not
apparently in the air.
Oh, in the air, yes, because they've got such narrow corridors. But, I mean, even...
And in the trains, and they don't have enough trains.
Yeah, and because everybody wants to go from one population center to the next population center. In between...
You say the world isn't overpopulated? I challenge you to go check out the West Coast. This is, it's very populated, and they're using so much water that they are, you know, causing their water tables to have saltwater intrusion. So their water table's full of salt water. That's when you know you've got too many people in an arid climate.
But you're talking about West Coast United States. We were talking about China.
I know. I'm just, I think it's worth pointing out that...
about the world. The world in general is not overpopulated.
I'd agree. I think the distribution of human beings on the world is... messed up, though.
Well, because everybody wants to go see Disneyland. So they want to go live near Disneyland and Hollywood. So, yeah, they all squeeze into that little area. It's because people are idiots, not because the world is overcrowded. You know?
Well, yeah, people just don't. They just don't follow the rules we want them to follow.
Those people keep doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
That free will.
They can squeeze into L.A. if they want to. I don't want to live there. I don't go there if I can avoid it. So.
Unfortunately, there isn't an infinity gauntlet. You can't just snap your fingers and make half of them go away. So that's just how that goes.
So the travel in China sounds great, but I think everybody in this room would have been blacklisted. So
yeah, I'm probably blacklisted now. If I tried to go to China now, I'd get blacklisted.
China's already blacklisted us.
I kind of doubt it. I mean, I've been pretty...
Oh, you don't know us.
Yes, oh, no, he does.
I'm pretty radical.
He knows two-thirds of us.
Yeah, I'm pretty radical over there, and I don't get blacklisted. So, especially if you're a foreigner. Same rules do not apply.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live.
Last chance.
Yeah, we might be able to get you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Laurel, during the break, you were discussing, you just started up a YouTube channel?
Yeah, a couple of months ago. It's The Truth About Immigration.
And then do you have to look for The Truth About Immigration
yes.
on YouTube?
Yes.
Or can you Google it? Or do you got a website, thetruthaboutimmigration.com? Or how's that work?
No, go to YouTube, and in the search in YouTube, do The Truth About Immigration.
Excellent. Well, it is the second largest search engine on the Internet. There
right.
you go. The Truth About Immigration. So what kind of things do you discuss briefly?
Immigration.
Yeah. Like, what's the truth about it, though? I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you're an immigration attorney, I guess, is probably your mode of expertise there.
Yeah, so I talk about the issues of the day. There's a video on there about the 7-year-old girl who died. I talk about public benefits for immigrants and the caravan, and especially with a focus on the legality of the issue. Since I am an attorney, I come at it from the point of view of an attorney.
Yeah, and the laws are what really matter when it comes to immigration, mm-hmm. ultimately, whether I like them or not. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Rain calling in from Virginia. Rain, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi.
Earlier on your program, one of your commentators said something about being a libertarian that he was. Well, I'm a libertarian, too, and I agree with him that he said that anyone that goes on our social welfare program should have their tubes tied. But what about men who don't pay their child support and continue to have children? Should they have a vasectomy as well?
I suppose that, you know, at that point you could, like, the difficulty is that when one takes welfare, the idea would be that they're opting into something. So if they opt in, like with the guy who doesn't pay his child support, you got to kind of hold him down, shove a river tube in his mouth, and then do the operation right there. And that doesn't look like anything voluntary as opposed to the other. What I would suggest in that circumstance is a, you know, I'm ready to make donations to any charity that wants to offer a certain amount of money for vasectomies. So, you know, like my guess is if that if you're willing to take money for a vasectomy, you need one. So, you know, $500. I think there's a lot of people would do it.
Right. Well, still, we have to address the problem of people who don't pay their child support.
Sure,
well.
They throw them in jail. Here, how about this? To get out of jail, you can get time off of your sentence by getting the vasectomy.
I like
that's
it.
That's voluntary.
I like it. What a brilliant idea. No wonder I listened to your show.
Thanks for the call, Rain.
I think the Supreme Court has already shot that down.
Why?
I think
it's under duress kind of thing?
It was, there was some men who had been convicted of rape, and they were offered...
Chemical castration.
Exactly, chemical castration instead of jail time, and the Supreme Court ruled that it was cruel and unusual punishment, even if they were choosing it instead of jail time.
Yeah.
As I recall.
See, this is the thing, is that at this point, the only possibility for punishment in this country is... incarceration, ultimately. You can pay a fine if you refuse to pay the fine. You may go on probation or house arrest. If you do poorly at probation and house arrest, you may go to jail. By the way, you could go directly to jail. And ultimately, it's all about incarceration. Incarceration is a basically a criminal school where people learn how to commit crimes. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible idea.
We pay for it.
Yeah.
Taxpayers pay for it. It's super expensive.
Yeah, I mean, bring back the stocks. I don't know. Something that's going to work here. Chemical castration for sex offenders sounds like a wonderful idea. I don't see why they would shoot that down. But, as the case may be. And I spent some time in prison. I would have absolutely... taken a certain amount of time off my sentence for a vasectomy. Yeah, sure, line me up, no problem. And I'm sure other people would have too. Make it.
And now you wouldn't be a father.
Well, look, there are lots of kids out there that need fathers, and I could have, taken one of these kids that needs some kind of male role model in their life. It doesn't have to be your own flesh and blood for you to...
Right, I'm just saying, when you start going back of, if I would have done X 5 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, well, here's all of the other things that would, wind up being vastly different.
Sure. I mean, you're not exactly talking about a hurricane created by butterfly wings when you say if I'd have got a vasectomy in 1998, that I wouldn't have had a child in 2008. You're right. So
incidentally, when my daughter was born, if they'd said, you get your toots tied if you want the welfare, I would have done it. I was going to do it anyway, but my mom talked me out of it. So, yeah, I would have taken that option. Sure.
Right. And
I already had the kids.
I'm not in your or mine circumstances. It seems like we got upstanding adults that are contributing to society and these sorts of things. I would call that the collateral damage of something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But, ultimately, it's a terrible idea. What our current welfare system basically incentivizes women to have more kids for money. It's not much money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have a job, you don't intend to ever get a job, and you've never had really any prospects, a little bit of money, you don't want to place the incentives towards having children for the people that are clearly least qualified for life.
The TANF was really low. That was the cash assistance. What was much more valuable was the Medicaid for me and the kids.
Sure.
The SNAP, which is the food stamps, and then of course the transitional child care assistance. Those were all a lot more valuable.
How much were you getting in food stamps?
It was a couple hundred dollars a month for the three of us.
Yeah.
And I got WIC as well, and that was the real value there was the baby formula, which was worth $100 a month.
What about diapers?
No, I had to use the TANF for that.
Okay, interesting. Let's call Steven from New Jersey. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First, I want to say that I do want to talk about my experience as a single father and what I went through. But first, I'd say your comment that some people will have more children just to get more welfare. Yes, that is true. I've seen that.
And
that's a horrible, horrible fact.
It's a horrible fact. I mean, it's not a good fact. It's not even a wise economic choice, but it happens.
It happens. My situation was my wife got sick and wasn't able to care for the children. I never was on welfare. I had to take care of the small baby, the one-year-old and two-year-old, by myself. And I lost my job because I had to juggle things around, take care of take the kids. My kids had a little... a fever, and they had to be out for a couple of days. They had doctor's notes. I don't have solutions to that, but the only solution I had is to stay tight with any source, anybody that can help you, and just hold out until the kids are in elementary school. And that was when, things started to get going for me. But at the very beginning, I had to collect welfare, I had to collect food stamps, WIC, and I never did any of that stuff before ever in my life. I worked all of my life.
Yep.
And it was it was like a shock.
Yeah, and if your wife's ill, if it's a single person household, this is the real difficulty with it, is that how are you going to do this? With childcare, it's nearly impossible.
And I absolutely know what you're talking about. You know, when I was on all of this assistance, it was hard for me because I never thought I would end up in that situation. I had a law degree. I'd worked hard all of my life, and I just, through a series of events, wound up in this situation. So all this public assistance, it did for me what it's supposed to do, which is help me get back on my feet. I was only on it for maybe about a year.
Sounds like it did that for Stephen too.
Right. So for me, it was not a way of life. It was temporary. I needed it. I don't think there's any shame in recognizing that you need some assistance for a short period of time, but we have to stop people from making it a way of life.
And I finally, I don't even think about that anymore. I now have three jobs. My sister, they're back with my wife, and you know, I'm working and supporting her, and I'm working three jobs, and I can't see living off the system like that, like some people do. But I can see some people's anger at people that do live off the system, and there should be anger at that, and those people should be held accountable. And in the state of New Jersey, there are some requirements that people on welfare have to go through. They do have to do some community service, but like a work program and an educational program.
Yeah, I was required to attend this class on how to get a job. I was required to show that I was looking for a job. Then I was able to show that I was starting my law firm and that I was starting to get money from it. But I had to check in with them. I had to prove all this stuff. So, yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah, but you know what, though? All those programs, guess what? They cost taxpayers money, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's absolutely true. Stephen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
855, well, I've given the number. FreeTalkLive.com is what I'm supposed to say now. What else am I supposed to say, Daryl?
We'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night of the week, including all these holidays that are coming up.
Yep.
We're going to be live.
Live, it's true. It's true. And you'll be here doing
it? Yes.
I'll be here next week.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.